Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC, and Light 100.5 WRCH. Our guest this morning is University of Hartford professor Noel Cassiano. He's an assistant professor of psychology and human services at Hillier College. And if you go by the corner of Park and Lawrence Streets in Hartford's Frog Hollow section, you'll actually see that there is a new mural there at a painting of Professor Cassiano on the side of a building. So we're going to talk with him about that, and there are many things to talk about concerning it, what it means for the city, for communities, for his classes, for himself as a person, and so much more. Good morning and welcome to the show, Professor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So glad that you could be here on the show. And for people who might not be too familiar with you, could you introduce yourself, tell everybody what it is that you do and what your background is a little bit?
Sure. So, again, I like to call myself, I wrote a book called Just a Kid from Park Street, and that's how I pretty much view myself. I was born and raised in the city of Hartford in the Frog Hollow neighborhood, specifically right on Park Street, most of my life. I just wanted to understand and just kind of be able to give back all the great things that, you know, I was able to receive from my community and my neighborhood and all of the people that, you know, mentored me along the way and were role models in my life. So, you know, I always say I'm just a kid from Park Street. I know sometimes the city of Hartford or the Frog Hollow neighborhood sometimes doesn't get, you know, the recognition that it should for all the great things that are occurring in our neighborhood, and also all the positive things that people are doing in the neighborhood, but also all the great role models that are there still working and providing great mentorship and services to the people that continue to live there.
I think it's important how you noted that there are success stories, that there are role models, because perhaps what people hear about more and more in the news is about crime and problems, but there are good people and there are good things that are happening, and you're part of that success story. And I wanted to know just how your upbringing and growing up and your experiences on Park Street and in Hartford inspired your direction to go into psychology and human services and then to teach it.
Yeah, well, it really began with, you know, I grew up in a single parent home with my mom and my sister. And, we faced our own kind of situations and negative adversities and challenges in life, including, you know, the accidental death of my brother when I was 6 years old. Growing up with, you know, those challenges and adversities and seeing how my mom, throughout all those challenges, just continued to work really hard. You know, again, she had me when she was 17 years old, so she was a teen mom herself, had to drop out of school, out of high school to take care of me. And then to see her not only go back, complete her high school diploma, and also get her college education, and then seeing the role that she played in the city of Hartford, you know, as far as her role in politics, her role in serving in the community and just giving back, seeing her was just a great inspiration and role model for me as her son, just kind of observing everything that she did. And she did that, without tiring and just with a lot of passion. And, you know, when she started working at the Department of Children and Families, I also saw that. And I was like, well, if she can do that, and, you know, with all the adversity that she had to go through as a single mom and a single parent, and, you know, we struggled financially, you know, like a lot of single parent families go through and all the challenges. But if she can still was able to find, you know, places where she can give and be able to provide support to other people that were probably struggling, not just the same as we were, but sometimes even with more challenges, I was like, I if she can do it, I want to be able to do the same thing. So I kind of followed the same track, you know. Graduated from Hartford Public Schools, went to, you know, Central Connecticut State University, and one of my first jobs out of CCSU was to work at the Department of Children and Families as well. And I spent 16 years there just doing the same kind of labor of love. I really loved working at the Department of Children and Families and working with families and assisting them with all of the challenges and adversities that they had. And I believe that, that those first 16 years really kind of shaped who I was and the love that I have for the city of Hartford and the community of Frog Hollow, where I worked with a lot of families, and just continued to inspire me. And then from there, you know, went on, got my master's degree as a marriage and family therapist, and also my doctorate degree in clinical psychology, just because of the passion and understanding the need that there was in my community in Frog Hollow in the city of Hartford.
My guest this morning, for anybody just tuning in on Face Connecticut, is UHART Professor Noel Cassiano. He's an assistant professor of psychology and human services at Hillier College. You know, just speaking with you now for the last few minutes, Professor, and there's so much more to still get to, I just have to say I'm impressed at your ability to speak about the experiences that you've had, both good and bad, particularly the bad, and how you have learned from them and have grown from them, because that's a very important part of psychology, is being able to understand where we've all come from and our experiences and talk about them and educate others about them, right?
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, as part of the classes that I teach at University of Hartford and Hillier College, I teach a class on urban trauma. I teach a class on, you know, addictive human behaviors and, you know, human services and other psychology of stress and all these classes that are important. But I think that what I want to inspire in all of the students that I work with in the classroom and even the work that I still do in the community in Frog Hollow is just to be able to recognize that, you know, we are not born resilient, right? All the adversities that we go through make us resilient. Now, there are times when we need to lean on supports and seek out supports and services that allow us to recognize that, yeah, the challenges that we go through in life, no one is exempt from going through adversity and challenges. But when you are able to establish really strong relationships and connections with family, with friends, with peers, with community leaders, those challenges then allow you to grow in so many different areas, you know, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, all of these ways that we become resilient. So it's, yes, not only recognizing the adversities and the challenges and sometimes the many traumatic situations that we go through, because I've been through them, you know, growing up in shelters, you know, and also dealing with domestic violence in my home with my dad, who was very violent towards my mom, going through the death of my younger sibling when I was 6 years old, and struggling maybe academically when I was a child in adolescence, and, you know, going through the Hartford public school systems where I had really great teachers. And, you know, from my third grade teacher, Mr. Saliba, to my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Daniels, and my high school teachers, such, you know, my Mrs. Mazadorian, who really kind of helped me get through the finish line and graduate and start to believe in myself when I didn't think I was able to, you know, kind of get through my public education. But again, recognizing that there are people that are instrumental along the way that can help you become resilient and find that inner strength and that belief in yourself and your self-worth and self-esteem, so that you can be able to say, okay, yes, I've been through these things, these negative experiences or challenges or adversities and traumatic experiences, but because I've established positive relationships, I am resilient and I can continue to look at, you know, my future without any kind of anxiety or any kind of stress.
Let's talk a little bit about this mural, what it's all about, what it symbolizes, and how you became part of it. So where do you want to begin there, Professor?
Wow. Well, first I want to begin with when I got the email that I received some nominations from people in the Frog Hollow community about this mural. This is the third mural that has been painted in the neighborhoods of Frog Hollow. And, you know, the first two are beautifully done. The people that have been portrayed or kind of selected for these first two murals are people that I absolutely consider, you know, neighborhood heroes and positive role models. So when I got the email that, you know, I was nominated, I was just, again, just incredibly humbled and moved in a way that, you know, people from the neighborhood, friends, colleagues that I know would even think of me in that light. So, you know, to be nominated was just a tremendous honor. And I was nominated with 15 other people. So 16 people were kind of nominated for this mural. And again, looking as I look through this, the other 15 people that I also admire because of all the tremendous work that they do in the neighborhood and what they represent and the ways that they've gave back to the neighborhood with positive kind of contributions, you know, I was just completely humbled and it was just, I couldn't believe that this was happening. So personally, it was something that, you know, I was very, very grateful for. And then at the end of the result, to really be able to be selected as the final three that would be represented in the mural was just an extreme honor for me. And to be represented with Iran Nazario, who does a lot of great work in the not only in the neighborhood, but in the city, with at-risk youth, trying to do a lot of gang prevention work. And then right next to that, to be able to also be with Jacqueline Santiago, who also is the CEO of Compass in the city of Hartford, and they also do a lot of prevention work and, you know, also behavioral supports and, you know, just supporting kids that are really struggling in many different ways. So to be portrayed in that mural on the corner of Park Street and Lawrence Street in the city of Hartford, a place where I, you know, frequented, you know, was visiting right next door where there's an auto parts store when I got my first car at 16 years old and buying, you know, oil to be able to change the oil in my car, just to be part of the neighborhood and to receive that recognition, to me, is still one of the greatest honors that I have received.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut, and we are chatting this morning with you, Hart Professor Noel Cassiano. Could you talk a little bit, Professor, about the other imagery that's relevant to the whole theme of that mural? Because we see the three faces, yours being one of them, but there are some other components as well.
Yeah, well, that I also want to recognize the artist that was selected to paint the mural. Her name is Micaela, and she has done, you know, a great job, not only with that mural, but she also did another mural, which is behind Duncan Park over there on the CRT building, where, you know, she depicted images of Kamala Harris and a lot of women in politics and in government that are also great leaders. So, you know, for her to be able to paint that mural, to me, again, it just talks about how important it is to recognize the work that is being done. But Micaela, you know, wanted to capture not just our images of the three individuals that are portrayed on that image, but the theme behind it is, you know, just to recognize that we are always looking to find ways to find peace in our community, to be able to work together, to be able to minimize the impacts of crime and the impacts of substance abuse in our community. So central to the theme is just recognizing that we are always looking to find peace in our community. And then because all three of us happen to be Puerto Rican, you'll also see images that also reflect, you know, that kind of Puerto Rican heritage and culture, and the sign of Borinquen, which is one of the major symbolism that we see when we think of the island of Puerto Rico. So it's just recognizing that we are seeking peace, that we're always looking for ways for the community to come together, and that, you know, right under my kind of image, it says it's the Just a Kid from Park Street, just to recognize that, to let the community know that because of where you may be at this moment doesn't mean that is kind of where you can end up, that you can really do good things. And I remember one time I was doing a conference in the neighborhood, and someone came up to me at the end of my kind of engagement there, and they was like, you know what? You know, I always heard that people would say that nothing good can come out of, you know, Park Street or the Frog Hollow neighborhood. But I wanted to be able to kind of understand and recognize and be inspired that we can have a lot of good, positive things come out of the neighborhood. And this work that, you know, we're doing, and the images that are being lifted from these murals, are doing exactly that, sending a message not only to the people in the neighborhood and the community, because we know that, you know, all the great talents and gifts that we have that are from the neighborhood, but just to kind of send that message to the city of Hartford and to the state of Connecticut that there are really great things happening in our neighborhoods.
Do you ever talk with Mayor Aruna Naralampalam, who's from the Frog Hollow neighborhood himself and lives there currently with his family, and talk with him about ways to basically continue to be a beacon of hope for residents in Hartford?
Well, I haven't really had the opportunity to do that one-on-one yet. I know I've talked with him briefly, and one of the festivals that we've had, what we call Domingo, which are different festivals that we have in the community, and we had one on Park Street. So I was able to speak to him briefly, but this was before he was elected. but, you know, I've had, you know, opportunities to also work and speak with our previous mayor, Luke Bronin, who was able to kind of recognize the importance of the neighborhood, especially when we opened up and the new Park Street Library, which is a beautiful space. I encourage many of your listeners, if they have an opportunity, to come out to this new library and that was built on the corner of Park and Broad Street. It's a beautiful space that honors not only the neighborhood, the culture of the neighborhood, but also is a great resource for everyone in the neighborhood. And Mayor Bronin, along with a lot of other community leaders, like State Representative Minnie Gonzalez and many others, you know, if I start naming names and I forget someone, I'll probably upset someone. But a lot of people really were instrumental in being able to, open up this new library on Park Street. So there are a lot of things that are happening in the neighborhood, and I will always, always, always look forward to having conversations with our new mayor, Arunin.
Professor Cassiano, with me this morning on Face Connecticut. I want to know how you're bringing this experience up in class and how you're using this to teach your students.
Yeah, one of the things that, even before this mural, one of the things that I always want my students to understand and recognize, especially through this class that I have, it's called Urban Trauma, is to recognize how trauma can affect individuals when it's not processed, when it's not something that is treated, when individuals that are struggling through traumatic histories, and then on top of that are, you know, trying to manage those traumatic histories while living in urban environments that, you know, again, present some challenges as well. I want them to understand how they can be a support and an asset to those individuals, to those communities, and those urban environments. So one of the things that I do is I always give students assignments that include for them to go to neighborhoods such as Frog Hollow and other urban environments, and to be able to look at ways that they can find some sort of way that they can provide support or some kind of positive impact. And then they write papers about it. They do presentations in class. So I'm always looking to, give opportunities to students that sometimes they may have not grown up in urban environments or don't really recognize some of the struggles that urban environments and urban communities go through. And they're only seeing it on the news and on TV. And sometimes they can have, this kind of, negative perspective. But a lot of these students, when they go and they do community service projects or they're writing papers about an event that they went to, Hartford Board of Education meeting that they attended, or some kind of rally against gun violence, or and these different types of events, when they kind of engage in that personal way, it not just helps them have a better personal understanding of what goes on in the community, but they also come back inspired of finding ways to also be able to provide some kind of positive support as they continue their academic and scholarly work. And when they graduate, they're looking for ways to be able to give back to these communities, even if they're from an urban environment or they're not.
Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with the audience in our final moments, Professor?
Oh, I just want to also be able to recognize all the great work that is being done at the University of Hartford and the way that the University of Hartford connects with our local community. So it's a great way that, any kind of institution of learning can be able to find a way to connect with the local community and with the state community as well. So I want to thank my colleagues at the University of Hartford that are doing great work, but also to all those organizations in the Frog Hollow and Park Street neighborhoods and the city of Hartford, that there's a lot of great things that are happening in the city of Hartford. And I want our community or all your listeners to understand that there's a lot of great things that are happening. Are there challenges? Of course there are challenges. But I really believe that every time I go and I meet with, students from Buckley High School and Hartford Public High School and all these other schools in the city of Hartford, and I see how they're really passionate, not just to be able to finish their high school education, but they're looking forward to going to college and finding ways where they can grow themselves personally and professionally and find a career where they can sustain their families, is really inspiring. So there's a lot of great things that are happening. So I encourage all your listeners to find ways to connect to their local community, their local schools, and again, finding those one-to-one relationships where they can benefit from, but they can also benefit someone else.
UHART Professor Noel Cassiano there. He's the Assistant Professor of Psychology and Human Services at Hillier College, and he's been our guest this morning on Face Connecticut, and I really appreciate your coming on. Thank you so much for the insight.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
You take care, and we'll talk again. Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.